actress Jane Lynch is a hilarious presence in the Christopher Guest films Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, and For Your Consideration. Although she was initially reluctant to dive into Guest's improvisational approach to character development in these films, she loved the process and feels it pushed her forward as an actress. Now with her Emmy-winning roles on Glee, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and numerous other programs expanding her audience even further, she is, among other projects, doing what she loves most, group singing, with her tours, A Swingin' Little Christmas with Tim Davis and Kate Flannery, and Two Lost Souls, her duo show with Kate. Today we'll revisit my December 2021 conversation with Jane Lynch. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. As a child, a big part of Christmas for Jane Lynch was choral singing and listening to the classic holiday recordings of the 1950s and 60s. Here's one of her favorites, Rosemary Clooney singing White Christmas.
The sun is shining, the grass is green, the orange and palm trees sway. I've never seen such a day in Beverly Hills, LA. But it's December the 24th. And I am longing to be up north. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write.
May your days be merry.
Talk about Christmas. Have you always been a Christmas fan? I just love this.
Yes, and music has always been the big deal for us. We played the same albums over and over again growing up. It was always a combination of pop music, like Bing Crosby, that was pop music back then. The Andrews Sisters doing their takes, kind of jazzy takes on Christmas music. So that's what Christmas music means to me, kind of that era, the late 50s, early 60s, and also some choral stuff. And our album is all that. It's like a Christmas album. It's called A Swingin' Little Christmas. It's like a Christmas album that was recorded in the late 50s, early 60s. We have our band leader, Tony Guerrero. It's called the Tony Guerrero Quintet. We are all into the same kind of music, which is that era, kind of jazzy. We have full orchestra on some of the songs, too. And Kate Flannery is my partner in crime in this, and she was Meredith the Drunk in the Office. And we've been harmonizing together for decades. And then entered Tim Davis, who was the vocal arranger on Glee. And he's our third singer. And he's just, we call him our eye candy. He's gorgeous.
he's sound candy, too, though, with that
he's
voice,
our eye candy and our sound candy.
Absolutely.
And he arranged all of our vocals. And I'm especially proud of our a cappella tunes. And we have two of them. One of them is Carol of the Russian Children, which is a real dark kind of tons of minor dissonant chords. And we do that a cappella. And that is, well, actually, we do it lying down on the stage during the stage show because it is so difficult to sing. so we lie down. We do it as our encore. We lie down. We close our eyes. And we go into a soft cotton place and we do that song.
Furrowed blue cheeks, furrowed nobles, furrowed children, see the light. Shaggy pony, shaggy oxen, gentle shepherds, wait the light. Little Jesu, little mother, good Saint Joseph, come this night.
My guest, Jane Lynch, with Kate Flannery and Tim Davis from their CD, A Swingin' Little Christmas. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. I'm talking to Jane about this CD and her Christmas tour around it.
Obviously, there's some comedy in our show, but we open with the Coventry Carol. And, you know, Tim arranged the vocals on all of this, and we do that a cappella as well, and those are just... It's my favorite thing in the world to do is to sing with like-minded others, doing really tight harmonies where your goal is not to shine separately, but to be one voice. Child for thee. I know that when we did Glee, not to give us too much credit for everything that's good in the world, but I know that it did inspire it did inspire a lot of schools to and a lot of kids to join the choir, kids who maybe weren't, you know, were shy or, you know, afraid of sticking out. But they look at the popular football player on Glee and go, well, he's singing. Maybe I can. So I hope that's true. And I hope it continues. But yeah, when I was a kid, that was my favorite class. And I always say that it massages my soul to sing with other people. It's it's truly a spiritual experience that you transcend from a single self, a single person in a world all by yourself, kind of feeling existential. And you become one with this thing that is greater than any of us. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's the most gorgeous thing. When we were doing a Best in Show in Vancouver, which is where I am right now, Eugene, me, Catherine O'Hare, John Michael Higgins, we used to go into the breezeway of the hotel. And this was during, Mighty Wind, and we would sing a cappella songs. And the acoustics are so amazing. And so Chris, guest, caught wind of it. And it started, and he'll even say this, it started his impetus towards a Mighty Wind. It was like, these people can sing and they love music so much. And Chris loves music, as you know. He's Chris and Michael McKean and Harry Shearer have been in a band together, you know, for decades. Two bands, the Folksmen and Spinal Tap. So anyway, that's where that came from, because the four of us, I mean, that talk about bonding, we just dug into it and just really, you know, it was a transcendent thing. It's kind of my spiritual practice. I listen to the Manhattan Transfer. I listen to Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Right?
So beautiful. Yeah, no, you just hit a soft spot for me.
Oh, my God.
It is so beautiful.
Certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
Ooh. The moon that lingered over London town.
Two were so in love,
the whole wide world seemed upside down.
The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair, and as we kissed and said goodbye, nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. A nightingale sang, a nightingale sang.
The streets of town
were paved.
It was such a romantic affair, and as we kissed and said goodbye, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square.
love that you're doing a tour. I keep saying I love, but I do. I love you.
I love you.
So I love all these things.
See, it's all about love. Music, it just opens your heart.
It is. And I think that the reason I was bringing that up now is just we need it so much. And the fact that you're doing this tour and you've done this and that you, as you say, you've got these gorgeous and a little bit dark in this one, a cappella. Yeah. But there's loads of comedy and... Mm-hmm. And you can correct me because I don't really know, because I love those same albums that you did from the same era of Christmas songs. And I don't know that people are making those kind of albums anymore or CDs of Christmas, of these classics, but bringing in the spiritual, the emotional, and the comedy, the fun of it. Yeah. Which I think is what Christmas, all of the holidays should be, all of those things.
I agree. And I
love that you're doing that now.
Well, it was a real kind of happy accident of fate that we all got together because we had the same taste. Mm. And Tony is an amazing musical arranger, Tony Guerrero of the Tony Guerrero Quintet. And he arranged all of the music. And what we did one day, we were on tour in the middle of the summer and we said, let's do a Christmas album. We got to do it now if we do it in order to get it out this Christmas. He has a studio, Tony does. Tim would do all the arrangement. And we went online in one of our dressing rooms right before we performed. And we were like, what are public domain Christmas songs? And there's a ton. And we picked, I think, 12 or 13. And Tony went away and arranged most of them. Kate arranged her Good King Wenceslas. She arranged that in a kind of a Louis Prima way. And it's hilarious. And we've got kind of a, all of them are jazzy. Dave Brubeck, We Three Kings, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And some of them are very challenging to sing, but they're in our body now. But boy, those first couple of shows were just like, oh, we needed oxygen off stage.
Well, I would think so. I would think so. And talk about that because the Dave Brubeck inspired. Yeah. I love that. Talk about that track because it's wonderful and very unexpected.
Yeah, it's We Three Kings, and boy, do you have to have your lungs have to be habituated to filling up and letting out slowly, because we have some phrases that go on and on and on, and we sat down with that song, the three of us, and we figured out where exactly, just like the Everly Brothers do, if you watch them, God bless Don Everly, Don and Phil Everly, we decided exactly where we had to breathe, and we had to do it together. So we marked our music. We're breathing here, and we're like, are you sure we can't breathe over here? No, we got to get through this, because if we break that up, it breaks up the beauty of that phrase. So we have to breathe here. We're going to breathe here. And so we basically did it breathing with each other for, you know, the first rehearsals were, where the hell are we going to breathe?
Of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Born a king of Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever ceasing.
Star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still bright. perfect life.
Jane Lynch with Kate Flannery and Tim Davis on We Three Kings from their CD, A Swingin' Little Christmas. We're revisiting my December 2021 conversation with Jane about her passion for group singing and Christmas tunes, which she celebrates around the holidays by touring with Tim and Kate. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. Jane mentioned the difficulty of knowing where to breathe on this particular recording. I pointed out that it's also in 5/4, adding another layer of difficulty. Thinking about a tune, this is for our audience because, I mean, Dave Brubeck, one of his many aspects of his genius was that he made 5/4 sound natural with the, you know, 1-2-3-1-2. Yeah. And
wow.
But when you're singing,
I didn't realize it was that. Yeah, when you're singing, I don't know that we thought about, you know, that
well,
exact
but
count.
You can't really think about it because you're not really going 1-2-3-4-5. You're going 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5.
Wow.
And
yeah.
So
no wonder it was so hard.
Yes, exactly, because everything in you is saying to go in 4/4. You're all
right.
Or in 3/4. And you're so I'm thinking of all of you. That's why the breathing is not
so
coming
important.
Where you think it's going to be.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so when we do that song, it's almost like I don't know what they do, but I kind of close my eyes and now it's in my body for the most part because we've been doing it for a few years. But I have to like really just let it feel me because I do want to go the 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, and
you can't think about it. That's one of the things that I think is, and that leads me into talking about improvisation too, because I think that it's a fascinating conversation that people are always asking me after a concert, and they ask jazz musicians all the time, how do you remember everything? And we always say, well, we're making it up.
Yeah.
We don't. These aren't a bunch of notes or something. But it's that. It's the combination of knowing what you're doing, having a framework, but also not thinking about it too much, which I think is fascinating hearing you talk about that in rehearsal, you had to figure out the breathing.
Right.
But once you started doing it, you had to stop thinking about it or you'd fall off a cliff.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, I always say for acting or for singing, I build myself a little cage and I bounce around freely within it. The cage is the confines of the song. It's the notes. It's the structure. That's the technique. You get the technique down, and it's like with a jazz pianist, which you are. You have to learn your scales first and your fundamentals in order to earn the right to improvise. Correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I love you saying that because everybody wants to jump right to it.
Right.
Without having those skills, which is what you're talking about. And I
want
to talk a bit about that because I've read that
that in the beginning you were a bit resistant to improvisation. You really liked lines, and you obviously have such a gift. Now it's been developed, but some people, I know because we talked before we were on mic, that Christopher Guest was telling me that certain people can do this kind of acting, and certain people can't.
Right.
And I know even when he and I were doing our interview, he kept testing me. He kept going off in improvisational directions to see if I would pick up the thread and do a funny little bit.
Yes.
So talk about why you were resistant and what finally broke through for you, because I think that's fascinating. Resistant to improvisation and then...
Well, I think it's because I was I'm fearful of a lack of technique, and you called it jumping off a cliff. And that's what I thought improv was. And I would go to improv classes, or I would we would improvise in you know, when I was in school, and it did feel like people were just making stuff out of thin air, or I got that notion that that's what it was. And I work things out. I like to work now. I do it subconsciously. It's kind of what it's a deeply ingrained habit, but I mark out beats. I create an arc, a beginning, middle, and an end. And that scared me that we're just going to dive in there and do, you know, it's going to be a free for all. But then of course, when I started doing the Christopher Guest movies, and thank God he saw in me that I can do this. Because if he asked me, are you any good at improv? I would have said, no, I'm scared to death of it. Thank God he didn't ask me. I did a commercial with him and we did it very free form, but there was a cage that we were in. It was free form within the cage. So when I started doing that, I was nervous doing Best in Show, but then when I saw the end result, he edits the hell out of it. So we're meandering and rambling within this cage. And I thought, oh my God, there's nothing he could use today. And of course there was plenty, because we stayed within the parameters of the script. And the script is, it looks like a regular script and no lines, but it'll say exterior, you know, dog show, interior dog show in process. And then these things have to happen in that scene. It's like a 2-line description. And then you're free to bring your character that you've created into this world with the other actors who've created their characters. And we have all done it separately. And he just starts rolling the camera. So it is very fresh and very spontaneous. And I stopped during A Mighty Wind, I stopped being worried.
What I find fascinating about that kind of acting and that kind of setting for me as a viewer is that because you are in character, each of you, but you don't have set lines,
right?
It's almost like psychodrama. You go, for me, deeper in a way
we do
than sometimes a written out character. Talk about that, because that really, to a point that some would even be more uncomfortable to watch because it's so real. Does that make sense?
It does. And what happens is John Michael Higgins put it this way. I heard him say this at a press conference for one of our films, and I never forgot it. He said, we pack heavy. So before we show up to shoot, we've really figured out our character top to bottom. It's living in us. We've made the big decisions, that we've incorporated it into our bodies. Chris sent the wardrobe person to us, who said, what do you think your character wears? The set designer said, what do you think your house looks like? So we've developed this character, and for, you know, for everybody else, it's probably a different thing, but I would like look at myself in the mirror and have monologues about what I think as my character. I would like opine on something. And sometimes out of that, it went deeper and deeper inside, and you've got yourself a real person, you know, after you found the hook. You've gone deeper and deeper and deeper. So you show up and you're ready to go. And everybody else with you is ready to go. So, you know, I bet it's a really fun thing to sit back behind the camera and watch it happen.
Swing a little party with all of our friends. We're hoping you dig the invitation, make a plan to attend. We're gonna be singing jingle bells until the holidays end.
a swinging little Christmas time. We're gonna be wrapping up your present with a big shiny bow. You won't wanna miss a single minute. Don't be late for the show. There's gonna be gingerbread and tidies, and the band's gonna blow. A swinging little Christmas time. So get your scarf and mittens and your best winter coat. Then ring the bell and come home in the kick of the snow. Then grab yourself a spot beneath the old mistletoe. The Santa's gonna give you a kiss.
My guest, Jane Lynch, with Kate Flannery and Tim Davis from their CD, A Swingin' Little Christmas. I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. Although we broadcast on NPR stations, we're an independent production, not funded by NPR, but rather by individual donations. Please think of us with your year-end giving and visit jazzinspired.com/donations to chip in and support us. No gift is too small. And please write a review on Apple Podcasts, which is the best way for us to entice others to listen to the show. Thanks for helping us spread the word and celebrate our 25 years on air. For a schedule of upcoming shows and my full concert schedule, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Stride Queen, and visit judycarmichael.com and jazzinspired.com. Today we're revisiting my December 2021 conversation with Jane Lynch about her holiday CD and tour, A Swingin' Little Christmas, with Tim Davis, the vocal arranger for Glee, and Kate Flannery, best known for her role on The Office. Both are close friends, making these holiday tours a joy for Jane, as well as giving her the opportunity to sing in close harmony, what she says is her favorite activity. Here's Tim Davis from their CD, On Christmas Is My Favorite Time of Year.
The holly and the mistletoe, the warming fire, the chilling snow. Christmas is my favorite time of year. Children nestled in their beds, dreams of presents in their hands. Christmas is my favorite time of year. Oh, how I love a peppermint stick. Eggnog always does the trick. I can't sleep, what's that I hear? Could it be Saint Nick is near? People full of yuletide cheer. I wish that it could last all year. Christmas is my favorite time of year. Christmas is my favorite time of year. Oh, peppermint stick. Eggnog always does the trick. I can't sleep, what's that I hear? Could it be Saint Nick is near? People full of Yuletide cheer. I wish that it could last all year. Christmas is my favorite time of year. Oh, Christmas is my favorite time. My favorite time of year.
We'll talk about your tour with your Swinging Little Christmas, because mm-hmm. it's a chance after all the movies and TV and everything. I know you've done lots of stage work, mm-hmm. but not recently as much, it seems. Mm-hmm. And right. this is a chance, at least I'm projecting this onto you, that it would be great to get back on stage. And also, I've read this before, and I also inferred this from being a fan, that you love ensemble playing, whether it's singing, acting, whatever it is. And this is obviously a chance. You've got a band, you've got your trio. So it's got to be very exciting to get back on stage and do this.
It is. And, I never wanted to do this alone, ever. It was never something I wanted to do alone. And I did Annie on Broadway. That was the first time I had been on stage. It was 2013. It was probably 30 years. I don't think I had done a play in 30 years. And I got the bug. I got it back. I became reinfected. And that's when I started, I got together with Kate and we found this wonderful band. Tim Davis found us this band. Tim started out as my vocal arranger for Kate and I, which we're pretty good at doing it, but he really refined it. And then we said, well, why don't you just come on board? And we made it a threesome. And then we found Tony and the guys they're masters. And to be a jazz master, you have to be like a master technician of your instrument. And these five guys are. So our first show, we were doing rock tunes. We were doing Broadway. We were doing swing stuff, and they could play it all. And so now for this Christmas show, it's basically, late 50s, early 60s swinging thing. But we've got the show down so well. We've got the patter down so well. Kate is more freeform than I am. She's not afraid of it. She will jump off that cliff, and I will pull her back. So I'm kind of the technician, and it works. She's kind of the freeform, drunk, and she's this funny. She's the soberest person I know, but everybody thinks she's a big drunk. So I basically have mapped it out within an inch of its life, and I've put in little areas for Kate just to do whatever Kate feels like doing. And it's consistent, but it looks very spontaneous. So we have that. We have it so down that we can go off, because we're protected by the confines of this carefully crafted hour of music and hopefully laughs. So that's why I think for people to say, you guys are just up there having fun. And well, yes, indeed we are, because we have built the framework.
And I think that's true. That is the biggest compliment, is if people think you're making the whole thing up. And it seems like, even though you like to have this all worked out, as you're saying, that just the fact that you're so good at improvising, that if something does go off the rails or somebody in the audience says whatever, and all the mm-hmm. things that happen to us on stage, that mm-hmm. that you feel comfortable to go somewhere else with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, just keep calm and carry on. the motto. And there are no mistakes. I truly believe that on stage, there are no mistakes.
Slay. Dashing through the snow.
Toodle.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Today.
O'er the fields we go.
Toodle.
Laughing all the way.
Today. Bells on bobtail ring. Making our spirits bright.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
My guest, Jane Lynch, with Tim Davis and Kate Flannery from their CD, A Swingin' Little Christmas. A big part of Christmas for Jane growing up was singing carols and listening to the classic recordings of the 1950s and 60s. She especially loved Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. Here they team up on Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town, gather round. He's making a list, checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good,
so be good for goodness sake.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
With little tin horns, little toy drums, rooty toot toots and rummy tum tums, Santa Claus is coming to town. Curly head dolls, a toddle and coo, elephant boats and kitty cars too. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The kids and girls in Boyland will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree.
You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm a-telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
You mean the big fat man with the long white beard.
He's coming to town.
I'm Judy Carmichael, and this is Jazz Inspired. My guest, Jane Lynch, tours as a duo with Kate Flannery in their show Two Lost Souls. They met in the 80s, discovered their mutual love for harmony singing, and an act was born.
So Kate and I decided we were going to do just the two of us, because Tim is busy doing, he arranges music all over the country. So we have our Christmas show. Yes, we do that every year. So Kate and I put a show together called Two Lost Souls, and it's a bunch of duets, and it's with four of the guys. We only have four of the guys, Quartet. And we opened it at the Carlisle, which was an absolute dream come true.
It's a beautiful room, right?
It's a beautiful room, and we stayed there too. So they gave Kate and I suites. These beautiful suites, and the guys got little like twin beds up on the 18th floor. But we did the whole Elaine Stritch thing. We got in the elevator, came down, went into the lobby, sat down sipping a cup of tea until all the audience went into the beautiful room. And then we started our show. It was glorious, just glorious. So we did it there for 10 nights, and it's basically duets, very jazzy. We call it the Rat Pack, but with a couple of broads.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, I want to see this.
Yeah,
I
so that's see fun. This. That's a lot of banter back and forth, and a lot of really tight harmonies. And I just love singing with Kate. She's just one of the things I said to her when we were rehearsing for the first time back in Chicago in like the 80s. We put something together. I forget what we were singing. But after we sang, I said, oh, you're as good as I am. And it turns out really, truly, Kate is better than I am. I certainly have my gifts, but she has one of those 1950s studio singer voices, the bright, happy, beautiful vibrato used very sparingly, just a clear tone, and she's funny, and she's just amazing.
She kind of looks like she came from that era, too. I mean, her whole vibe, her whole physiognomy has... Yeah.
She is like... like one of those single ladies in the 50s, you know? She wears the dress and the flippy hair. She watches 1950s movies all day long. If she doesn't sit and watch them, but they're in the background, all of her clothes are all like little dresses. And yeah, she is absolutely your maiden aunt. And she lives in an apartment in Koreatown, but it's a renovated, beautiful 1920s building with the cornerstones and it's just amazing. It's exactly where you think she would live.
So, one of my favorite tracks, and I thought it was very ambitious to dive into this without a whole, 100 people, was the Hallelujah Chorus. I love it. Talk about this.
Well, I have to say, first of all, thank you to the Roach sisters because they did it first. The three of them did it first. Tim put together the arrangement, and it's insane and wacky and crazy and fast. And I talk about breath and having to choreograph where you're going to take a damn breath. So that's wild. We do that as our encore, and it's one of those things that we have to like take a moment. You guys ready? Okay. And hallelujah. Yeah, it's pretty fast. It's pretty wacky. It took a lot of work, but it's a wonderful framework. It's divinely inspired writing. As you know, they say that Handel wrote the Alleluia Chorus in like a fit of feverish inspiration in one night or something like that. And he wept as he wrote it.
Well, then it's perfect that you're doing it fast too, because I've never heard a version where people are doing it fast like that. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's great. It's very triumphant and insane.
It's perfect.
It is become the kingdom of our Lord and of His. and he shall reign forever and ever and ever. King of kings and Lord of lords, King of kings and Lord of lords,
and he shall
and he
reign
shall reign forever and ever.
Forever
King
and
of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Well, I'm a huge fan. I'm so glad that we had the time and that you took the time to do this in the middle of shooting and everything. And everybody, I will have all the dates for this of your tour so people can come see you. And I'm hoping to see you myself when you're back here, back east.
I would love it. Yeah, yes. Well, please, please let me know when you're coming so we can meet.
I would love that. I would love that. Okay. I'm hoping to come when you're at New Jersey Performing Arts Center. And that'll get my Christmas going. Anyway, Jane, thank you so much. Lots
thank
of
you.
Love and stay healthy.
I will. You too.
You've been listening to my conversation with Jane Lynch. I hope you'll join me next time when I talk with another creative person about how jazz inspires their life and work. I'm Judy Carmichael, the host and producer of Jazz Inspired. My production engineer is Curtis Heidoff. You can download podcasts of Jazz Inspired from all platforms and listen at jazzinspired.com. Our opening music was Airmail Special, and the mid-break music is a smooth one from my CD, High on Fats and Other Stuff. The closing music is Old Fashioned Love from my CD Trio. I'm on piano with Mike Hashem on sax and Chris Flory on guitar. It's end-of-year donation time. Although we broadcast on NPR stations, we're an independent production not funded by NPR. We're funded primarily by your donations. So please visit jazzinspired.com to chip in. No gift is too small. And exciting news! We've received a $10,000 matching grant offer if we can raise that amount before the end of the year. Please visit jazzinspired.com/donations to chip in and keep us going. For more information on upcoming shows and my touring schedule, visit jazzinspired.com and judycarmichael.com. Now here's one of my favorite holiday recordings, now that we're in the mood. Ray Charles and Betty Carter on Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
Betty, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Betty, it's cold out there.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful.
Worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the
listen
floor.
Listen to that fireplace.
So really, I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a
why don't you put some records on while I pour?
And the neighbors might think
Betty, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
red. I ought to say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I'm moving closer.
At least I'm gonna say that.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
pity it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
I say it's cold out there.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window. Let that
my sister will be suspicious.
Your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to go home.
Better you freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees.